You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say you're too big. Hey. For error,
for error,
you're too wise,
you're too wise,
for mistakes,
yeah, mistake.
You are mighty,
you are mighty,
perfect in all your ways,
perfect in all
hey,
your ways.
You were
here
before my first
friend,
and you'll be here,
and
God,
you'll be here
when nothing else.
Thank you for being God. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being God. Hallelujah. Okay, come on. Are you singing along too? Thank you. Oh, praise God. Praise God. You are welcome to today's episode. Yes, yes, yes. I trust that everything is going well. And even if it seems like it's not, put your foot down, put your faith up. And keep saying everything aligns according to God's word. Everything aligns according to God's word. Listen, God is good. All right. You could be dancing every day. Your celebration, okay, is a declaration of your manifestation. Please understand that when you celebrate, you're saying, I got it. I have it. I'm declaring it's mine. I'm declaring my manifestation. I'm celebrating. All right. So while there's that, you know, praise him in advance, praise him. It's yours now. So maybe sometimes you need to leave the advance part because you could like, but God, I've been praising in advance. When am I going to get it? So there's just that trick again for some person and say, hey, it's not coming. I don't know when I'm going to get it. You know, praise him like it's yours because you believe it's yours right now. Glory to God. So our God is good. We are dealing with restoration. All right. Restoration, restore from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for he is with me. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, right? I fear no evil. Please understand that. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Okay? I fear no evil. Why? Because you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You pray before me in presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. All the days, not some of the days. Not a few of the days, not most of the days, all the days of my life. I've had to encourage you, and I'm still encouraging you right now. Give some time to meditate on the 23rd Psalm. You might want to pick it like we did. We've been on it for a few weeks, a portion here and a portion there. But yet again, I mean, you could just run through the whole Psalm like a daily praise and thanksgiving session with God, like a daily meditation. Just, you know, talk to God. So in case you were here yesterday, just in case you weren't, just please listen. Listening, it will bless you. In case you were, you would realize that we're coming now from a larger spectrum, okay? Restore. He restores my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. So he gets me calm. All right. He refreshes me. He reinvigorates me. He energizes me, strengthens me. And no matter what you're going through, there is strength. There's rest. I'd love you to listen to everything from the beginning if you haven't. And even if you have, even if you follow through, please, could you take some moments, all right? And just listen in. Listen in. Oh, dear Lord, listen in. And if you can, listen also to rest, you know, and just let it refresh you again and assure you, God is committed. Listen, before you and I showed up on this earth, God had declared that there is a Sabbath. In Christ, there is that Sabbath. Now, Jesus opens up his arms and say, anybody weary, come and find rest. All right? And Hebrews, like we saw when we talked about rest in chapter 4, said this rest remains for the people of God. It belongs to the people of God, but it's activated by faith. It's accessed by faith. It's available. It is available. All right. So we're looking now at restoration, not just, oh, I lost something. Something is wrong with me. Something's not going on well. You know, that's, you know, something is not happening right. And I need restoration here. That restoration is a subset to a bigger restoration. So we could put our minds on the bigger one and then our faith is active, a lot more active. So in Genesis chapter 1, again, we see God saying, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them, that's man, have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, over the cattle, and over everything that creeps. That's God declaring his agenda, okay, for man. Chapter 2, verse 7, we see God having to make, man from the dust of the earth, and then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Bible says in Genesis 2, 7, that man became a living soul. We see the Bible letting us know that there are trees in the garden. God told Adam it's for food, but God said, hey, do not eat this tree, all right, of the knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat of it, you will surely die. God says that to Adam. Of course, Adam disobeys God. You know the story. Then man is plunged into death. I want you to get this. Adam disobeys God and man, not just Adam, not just Adam and Eve. The whole of humanity is plunged into death. At that moment, a reset button, all right, was pressed. Restore. All the things we go through right now that are not comfortable, all the evil, all the ugly things that happen, they are part of the consequences. They are part of the decision, okay, or the action of Adam. God said, the day you eat of this, you will die. And then you remember in Genesis chapter 3, God began to ask, guys, what happened? All right. Hey, the ground is going to be tough. You're going to have to sweat to eat. Woman, your labor is going to be, you know, horrible. And then you will be subservient. You'll be, you know, a servant to your husband, you know, all the days of your life. I mean, God like say, hey, this is the effect. I do not agree with the fact that God was pronouncing a curse on them. No, God was declaring the effect of the decision. Because God had told Adam, when you do this, you will die. You will introduce death. Things will be rough and tough. You know, in insurance, when there are earthquakes and all right, fire incidences, people, all right, in insurance, they are stated as the acts of God. But no, those were the acts of the disobedience of Adam. The earth was peaceful. The garden was beautiful. Everything was fine until, and there's a verse in the Bible that for me just clearly summarizes this. And that's Romans chapter 5 and the 12th verse. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. It says, for through one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world and death entered through sin. So death spread upon all men for all have sinned. I'll take that again. Through one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world and death entered through sin and death spread upon all men because all have sinned. So we see that Adam's sin did not just have a consequence on Adam, all right, and his wife, or Adam and then the immediate generation they were going to have right after them. No, Adam's sin had an effect on all of mankind. You might wonder why. Because Adam was the prototype. He was the first man. He was the beginning of it all. That's why in 1 Corinthians 15, Bible says there are two Adams, right? There's a first Adam, then there's a last Adam. Thank God there's a last Adam. So you and I have been born of the flesh. So we were born according to the order of the first Adam. Now we're born. If you're born again, you're born of the Spirit. So you're born now of the order of the last Adam. So your genealogy is no longer to be defined, right? From, you know, you shouldn't just be traced from the first Adam, but we should trace you from the last Adam. In him, we have all blessings flow. So there is a restoration. So Adam moved from, you know, having a relationship to God into spiritual death. Adam, yeah, you might wonder, just in case, you know, you're wondering, but Adam didn't die. Yes, but he did spiritually, not physically, and eventually caught up with him physically. Death there is that separation, that cessation. So Adam was cut off the life flow. It's like, you know, you have, you know, fan, maybe a ceiling or a standing fan around you, and then you turn it off. The blades do not stop rolling automatically. It takes a few seconds, right? Yeah, maybe like sometimes more seconds in some cases than some others, depending on maybe what now, velocity and all. But you realize that the blades roll for a while. So Adam was cut off from the life source, but he was alive. The blades were still rolling. You and I must therefore understand that God, in him resetting, brought things to a superb state. And you and I therefore should put our faith in this beautiful thing that God has done. Every other thing we're looking for will be sorted in there. All right? You got to get this. And you will. All right? You will in the name of Jesus. There's a free flow of revelation. There's a free flow of understanding. Because when the Bible says, you know, that he leads us, all right, him beside the green pastures, it's not just, he makes us lie down, rather, in green pastures, and it leads us to the still waters. It's not just, so I got a new job. Wow, green pasture. No. Being a new creation, being in Christ is for you now, that green pasture. Do you get that? So your great job, flourishing business, great marriage, wonderful health, beautiful kids, all that is now in you being in Christ. So the point we're dealing with is now, don't now just seek, oh, I need this area of my life to be okay. I need that area of my life to be okay. I need that area of my life to be okay. God is not just now, yes, in order to deal with God, please get me, please get me, please get me. Yes, you get me. Yes, you get me. Yes, you get me. God, there's a word called wholeness. All right. It's like your phone, your mobile phone. All right. So you have the screen. You've got the battery, you've got what now? Different aspects of your phone, all right? So you might say, well, I need to fix, I need to fix the screen. I need to fix what now? Something, maybe the volume control has a something. I need to do this, I need to do that. God just hands you a whole new phone. So God is not just looking at the itemized compartments. He gives you a whole new phone. Yes, he now can sort the itemized areas. Oh, that's the area, this the wisdom here. That's that area, this the wisdom here. That's the area, this wisdom here. But I'm saying while you're trying to do that, raise your sight and say, I got a new phone. 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 Because the life God has prepared for you now, the life God has made available for you now, is a life where all things are good. Remember when we talked about, you know, from Psalm 23, he set a table before you. And we said, all things are ready. The table is set. The table prepared was what we called it. So we might need to just go back on some of that. And he's brought you now into a place of abundance, into a place where all is well. That's the word wholeness. To be whole, to be complete. So God is not now just compartmentalizing and departmentalizing. God says, you are whole. You are whole. God, what about this area? You are whole. He'll give you wisdom there so as to fulfill the wholeness. Yes, I believe it's blessing you already. So as to fulfill, so the wholeness is the standard. Oh, but God, this area is broken. He gives you the wisdom, the power of the Holy Ghost, the word of God. Something happens to work on it. Because the wholeness is the standard. The wholeness is what you have as an inheritance. So God gives you the new phone and then gives you after sales service that runs through not 1 year warranty, not 12 years warranty. It runs through your existence. Some say, when did he do that? He gave you the Holy Spirit. He gave you his word. So God restored you, restored me, restored all of us. Don't forget 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he, that man, is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. So in Christ Jesus, all things are new. Yesterday we said, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Christ is our heaven. I believe you got what I just said. All right. We've not physically gone to heaven. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So the presence in the body is absent from the Lord. Christ represents us physically in heaven. Spiritually, we're seated, we're positioned in heaven. Spiritually, physically, we're here. But you are in Christ. That's your location. Please get this. In Hebrews chapter 12, Bible says, you have come to Mount Zion. No, you are going to come. Not when you go to church, you will get there. Not after fasting 14 days, you will get there. You have come. So you're already in Zion. So you're already in the realm of heaven. Heaven has come to you in you being in Christ Jesus. Do you understand this? So we say, oh, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what you have in Christ is, this is the will of heaven. God has done it, granted me a new phone. So he's now giving me his after sales service for life. Whatever happens, whether it's an hardware issue or a software issue, I assume you understand what I'm talking about, or the example I'm giving. So no matter what the fault is, it will be fixed. All right? The fixing now will be affected by your knowledge. It will be affected by your cooperation. It will be affected by how well you are at rest, right? It will be affected by a couple of factors, but the fixing is assured. But hey, some people don't get it fixed. Yes, that would now be the issue of cooperation. If they do not cooperate at all, then the fixing agent can't fix. All right? I trust that this analogy is helping. God has given you the Holy Spirit. So when bad things happen to good people, it's not because the Holy Ghost never gave a signal. It's not because the Holy Ghost never tried getting us out of it. It's not because the Holy Ghost might have sent people to speak to us. It's not because a whole lot of that. No. Now, sometimes we're not even saying anybody because he's speaking to you loud and clear. But for some reason, you're not listening. We've dealt with all of this in time past. Okay, the Lord as your shepherd. The more we yield. So, child of God, you've got after sales service where your entire life is concerned, where the entire spectrum of your existence is concerned. Don't forget, all right? Please don't forget. Romans 5 and 12 says, through one man's offense, sin entered into the world, and death entered through sin, so death spread upon all men. What a horrible case. Death spread upon all men because all sin. When did we sin? In Adam. Adam opened the door to death. God told him. So Jesus in John 10:10 says, a thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I have come that you may have life. That's the restoration. So when Adam opened the door to death, the enemy could swing in. But God says, no, I'm going to bring about the restoration. I'm going to bring about the change. I'm going to bring about the transformation. Oh, you got to get this, child of God. I believe it will bless you. And God did not just restore. God now gave you after sales service that runs through your life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Bible says, as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has given us, you and I, all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything you need to make for great living here on this earth, God says, I made it available. NLT, puts it in that clearer form. He says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. All right? By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. The Passion Translation gets interesting too. Everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by his divine power. I'll take that again. Everything, oh child of God, do you feel broken, battered, bruised? There's after sales service. There's after sales service. There's after sales service. Don't go through that. You know, don't go through, right? Wrecked and then still being wrecked. No, there's repair for you. He restores. He restores your soul. Have you ever had to watch maybe cartoons or movies or, you know, proper like, you know, Formula One, you know, car racing, all right? They have what they call pit stops, okay? So the cars run for a while and then they drive into where their crew, their team is. And then they quickly change tires and, you know, just stop, do, check. And then, you know, maybe give him a drink, refresh him and hit the car. Go, keep running. Get back in the race. God's giving us a team. So like how many people, if all he gave us was the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost is God. God giving us the Holy Ghost is God giving us God. God giving us himself. That's why Paul was with amazement in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16, saying, don't you know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? All right? Amplified says, and that the Spirit of God has his permanent dwelling in you. So if you say, God, help me. He said, I gave you me. And don't forget in verse 16, Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, he will give you another helper. The person with you is the helper, not a helper. The helper, T-H-E, capitalized, asterisk, underlined, boldened, highlighted, embossed, you know, with glitters. And he is the helper. You are not alone. Through the dark valley, you are not alone. When a need arises, you're not alone. When things seem tough, you're not alone. You're not. He's the greater one. Hallelujah. He's the greater one and he lives in you. He has his permanent dwelling in you. I trust this is blessing you so that you don't just say, and this happens to us. I mean, it's happened to me too. And a few times it tries to creep up, and sincerely so. There are like five things you want to deal with, and you're like, God, you could leave the other four. Let's just deal with this one. This one is big enough. God didn't go like, I've been working. I've been helping like people since like last. I've not rested. I hope your list is not long. I know, but hope your list is not long. Just one. Just give me just one item. I'll try to rest and then get back. God never hinted that. It's we now who just have that. I don't want to bother. He never said, he said, cast your care, all of your care, all of your worry, all of your anxieties on him. And he's not asking you to cast your care on him and then he's going to think of what to do. Before the care arose, 2 Peter 1:3 again, he has given unto you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Let me read that Passion Translation again. It says, everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by his divine power. Please understand this. It means before the problem showed up, the solution was ready. The Holy Ghost lived in you all the while. From the day you got born again, he moved into you, completely into you. Radically into you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Amplified Classic says, for his divine power has bestowed on us all things that are requisite and suited to life and godliness. But I've been reading just the A part of the verse. The B part is crucial. All right. The P part, B part now, KJV, NKJV says, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. All right. Through knowledge. NLT, I'll read the entire verse now. NLT, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us, all right, to himself by means of his marvelous glory. All right. So there is a place for knowledge. There's a place for revelation. So you've got after sales service, but you don't know. You know how we all just click agree. But the terms and the conditions were all stated there. How that this is not a 1-year warranty. This is a for life warranty and guarantee. John 14:16, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He will give you another comforter who will abide with you forever. It's a lifetime guarantee, lifetime warranty. That's what you've got. Forever after sales service. Oh, come on, child of God. So don't just, he restores my soul. Let me get hurt again. And then I'll come back. And no, he even wants to keep you from the hurt. The things we need for life and godliness are available. The wisdom from God. The gifts of the Spirit. The peace of God. Everything we need has been given. Oh, come on. Everything we need has been given. The thief came to steal and still tries to steal, kill, destroy. Jesus came that we may have life. So through Adam, sin entered the world. Death entered by sin. Death spread upon all men. Sickness is death. Accident. Premature loss of life. Whatever it is death. Death spread upon all men. Jesus brought the restoration. I have come to give you life, not death. Death was introduced through the fall of Adam. Life was introduced through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So if you are born again, then you have life. 1 John chapter 5, all right? So beautiful. Everybody says, well, I have a testimony. I want to share a testimony. I ever ask yourself, does God have something to say? Does he have a testimony? Well, do you know the answer? It's yes. It is yes. All right. 1 John quickly, chapter 5 and verse 9. If we receive the witness or testimony of men, the witness or testimony of God is greater. For this is the witness or testimony of God, which he testified of his son. 10 now says, he who believes in the Son of God has this witness or testimony in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his son. So verses 9 and 10, where am I reading? 1 John chapter 5, 9 and 10. God has a testimony. God has something to say to everything happening to you. God has something to say to everything happening to me. Please understand this. So what has he got to say? Verse 11 and 12. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his son. Adam brought death. Don't forget. Jesus now has brought the restoration. Life. Verse 12. He who has the son has life. He who does not have the son of God does not have life. Are you born again? Now you have the restoration. You have life. Are you getting this? Jesus said he came to give you in John 10:10. So it sounds promissory because then it was a promise. He wasn't dead yet. He had not resurrected. Now, 1 John 5, he that has the son, verse 12, has life. He that has the son has life. In Adam, we experience death. In Jesus, we experience life. With this revelation, I need to face what's in front of you. I have life and not death. That lack. Tell it, I have life. Lack is death. That sickness, tell it, I have life and not death. That loss, that fear, all right? That troubled issue in your marriage or with your child or wherever it is, this is death. I do not have death anymore. I have life. So I experience life because I have the restoration and I have everything I need to live an excellent and godly life on this earth. And I'm backed up with God's after-sales service of the Holy Ghost. I am renewed every day, strengthened every day, invigorated every day, refreshed every day. Child of God, you lack nothing. We're too loaded. All we miss is the knowledge of what we have. That's where the issue is. And I'm glad you joined me today. I'm glad. All right, you're here. And I look forward to you joining in tomorrow. Let's talk again about this total, outright, radical restoration that we have. All things have been restored. The sin of Adam has been turned back. The wages of sin is death. Yes, so Jesus died and then he gave us a gift. The gift of God is eternal life. You have the life of God. No more stealing, therefore. No more killing. No more destruction. I will see you tomorrow. Bye.